What's going on, guys? Sean Severs here, your regular host of the Miss Man podcast. Apologies. We have yet to release an episode. It's been like 6 days, which seems like 6 years in the pose that we're so used to releasing an episode every 3 days. That's usually the goal. But this week, today is March 12th, and this week we've been focusing on creating and developing MissMan.com. And so, super exciting. I know for those who've been listening day one, the original goal was 100 episodes and then we release. Due to high demand, we've gone and made a decision to go ahead and release early. This will be considered episode 66. And so we want to go ahead and release early because we've getting more and more and more inquiries about people that wanted to support and represent Miss Manuel in some form of apparel. And so I want to kind of share the vision. And again, I want to go ahead and make it clear on what this means. Like, is this just another pair of clothing you wear? Is this something that, is this just another brand? Is this just somebody trying to get a transaction? And I want to make that, I want to make it clear on this episode on what is to come and what's the vision. I made a post, a post was made on this manual. I think it was, March 11th, depending on when you listen to this. March 11th, which is yesterday. And I want to read it to you guys and I want to expand on it so you guys are clear on where our mindset's at as far as this thing grows. It says exactly this. The picture is it says 4 days left. It's with Letty on the hood, you know, Vin Diesel's driving the car. And it says MissMan.com opens this Friday as on the picture. But the caption says this. It says, what's the vision for Miss Manuel? The goal and intention starts with viewing a female's perspective in the automotive and motorsport industry. The question is how? First things first, the Miss Manuel podcast is the only podcast that's that dedicates its time to hearing dozens of perspectives from females all over the industry. We have had over 10,000 listeners barely in the 2019, and so we plan to heavily advertise the podcast with your help, where 1 million people tune in by the end of this year. Number two, film and document worldwide. Miss Manuel was started April of 2018. Ever since then, the constant feedback is that females and males had no idea that there's so many women in the industry prior to the Miss Manuel podcast. There's so many amazing clinics hosted by inspiring females and organizations like Christina Racing, the Drift Kitchen, Hot Rod Hannah, and many more. Yet, no one knows they exist. Miss Manuel has already committed to travel and become the beacon to showcase these like-minded and welcoming environments that will have a massive positive effect on the future to come. Number three, make all this normal. Building around the right team of people, I believe over time, a few key things will happen as time goes on. Confidence in females will rise like never before. The respect by men will increase. And most importantly, the sisterhood and respect amongst other women will increase. I share this to simply say that this is bigger than one person. And with a collective effort, things can change drastically for the good. None of this is possible without all of you. This is by no means perfect, but it's an evolving message. So that was the post that was made March 11th. Again, I say that depending on when you're listening to this. And so I say that and I read that message to give you a concept on how serious Miss Manuel is. Like, this is not about an Instagram page. This is not about a like. This is not about a comments. This is about having a major influence on the industry as a whole for females that are currently in it and for females to come. And so the only way to do that and to at least start to do that is with the 3 points that I named in that post. And so with your help, with your support for doing one of three things, sharing the podcast, supporting Miss Manuel on the Anchor app, donating as little as 99 cents a month or 23 cents a day, and then us releasing the Miss Manuel store this Friday, March 15th, you wearing and representing Miss Manuel, and then your transaction goes to helping develop a team towards Miss Manuel, helping traveling and documenting and getting the word out that these clinics like the Drift Kitchen exists, or Accelerated Change exists, hosted by awesome individuals like Alexis DeBillis, Christina Nielsen, and so many more. And so that right there is what I wanted to really make clear, because I really want to make this very different and unique to what you've seen as far as what we stand for, because so many people just want a transaction. It's been 9 months in the making, almost. No, I said 9 months. We started this in April. The first podcast was in May. So from May all the way until now, we've made it an oath to put as many perspectives out as possible. And we want to continue to do that. We want to have over 250 different personality perspectives, episodes of those jumping on the podcast. And it's only the beginning. Like, this has already had a major change. And with your help, again, your help with the three things that I named, this can honestly change the world in a massive, massive way. And that post that was made and was inspired, I saw Captain Marvel a couple of days ago, and it was super, super, super awesome as far as, you know, giving the ladies a spotlight. Like, I thought it was the most awesome thing. I thought it was badass to see, you know, a woman in that role of power. Like, personally, I'm a regular dude, but I'm one of the few people that don't have a problem to see, you know, women in power. I think it's awesome. I think it's hot, whatever you want to call it. Like, I don't have a problem with that. So this is a win-win for me to be able to help orchestrate this and give, you know, the ladies the power and give them basically realize that they have the Infinity Stones. They have the ability to, you know, have the confidence to do what they want to do, how they want to do it. And so with the transactions and with the revenue built, as we release merchandise starting March 15th and to come, those will help go ahead and fuel ventures in terms of documenting the process, traveling and going to these clinics, letting people know that they exist, collaborating with great organizations that have the same like-minded mentality and personalities to go ahead and make this a thing, make it something that where Miss Manuel is a beacon that all females can come to, you know, they can come to this beacon, Miss Manuel, the brand, the podcast, and go there for direction. Imagine being a 12-year-old girl, a 9-year-old girl, an 8-year-old girl, growing up, and you've been told to do something one way, and then I say you stumble across, you know, somebody types in the hashtag female perspective or female mechanic or automotive industry, and they're 8, 10, 12 years old, which is crazy to think about, because I don't even think I had a phone at 12. I think I had like a Razor or something like that, if I had anything. And picture yourself in her shoes, and you come across a podcast where everything that you've been told and you felt like you're by yourself, you come across a community, you come across a podcast, you come across an environment where there's unity, where you just don't see a male's perspective. You see a female's perspective in the automotive industry, and it gives you hope. Imagine being that 12-year-old girl. Imagine being that 8-year-old girl. That right there is what this is really about. I say it all the time. It's not about guy versus gal. It's about giving the ladies the opportunity to know that they're not by themselves in this male-dominated industry, and they have other people they can relate to. They can live through other people's experiences that we've had on the show and that we continue to have as we grow. And they will have more clarity. It won't be as hard. They'll have tough skin as far as, you know, working in the same shop as the guys. Like, this is what this is for, and this is what this is building, and this is what this is becoming. And so I say all that to expand on what we want to represent, what this stands for. And so this is what everything that we're doing is with the purpose. And I just want to let you guys know, you guys have been here listening. You guys have been taking the time to work, or go to commute to work, or you're at work, or, you know, anytime you have free time, you've been taking the time to listen to this podcast. And so I wanted to make this message personally for those who listen and personally thank you for the support this far and give you a preview and insight on what we really want to do with, you know, Miss Manly as a brand, as we create apparel. What is this? What does it stand for? What does this all mean? Where is this going to go? And to know that, you know, we're here to go to the moon. A lot of great things have happened thus far, and it's only up from here. And so with your support, it's going to go bounds in places. Your dollar, your share, your perspective is going a lot far. And so as a collective effort, I'm super excited for the future. And so before I rant, it's only been 10 minutes. I just wanted to share that with you, post something really quick. Apologize for the delay as far as for the uploads, for those who've been up to date to all 65 episodes. And so we'll be back to our regular schedule program, but you have a sensational day. And again, just know you're a part of something that's bigger than you, bigger than I, bigger than one person. And this is, again, to help enhance the female's perspective, to view a female's perspective in the automotive industry. And by doing that, this will eventually become a normal thing where it's not a big deal, and you go down the street, you see 7 shops, or mechanic shops, or you go to get your car detailed, and half the staff is women, half the staff is men, or 70% of the shop is women, 30% are men. It won't be a big deal. And so in order for it not to be a big deal, it has to be made a big deal for the time being. And that's what we're going to do. And so have a great one, and I'm going to stop talking.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.